This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead, the WHL set to head to the Yukon this September. It's the newly announced WHL Yukon Showcase, and Commissioner Dan Neer gives us a preview of the event and how it all came together. That's in moments. WHL alumni will battle things out for a Canada West University Championship this weekend. Former Portland Winterhawks captain Clay Hannes and his Mount Royal Cougars set to battle the University of Saskatchewan. Hannes, the Canada West Player of the Year, will be our guest. Well, the Seattle Thunderbirds are leading the race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Head coach Matt Audette tells us what's been working well lately. And a breakout season for Victoria Royals forward Tayden Trembecki. He's the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. We'll get his thoughts. First up, it's called the WHL Yukon Showcase, presented by Casino Mining. It's set for September 11th to the 14th from Whitehorse, Yukon, with games at Tikini Arena. Dan Neer, the commissioner of the WHL, was part of the announcement made last week. Dan joins us here on the show. Dan, thanks for making time for us this week. Appreciate that.
Always good to be here, John.
Hey, this looks like, at least from that news release, a lot to put together. And I'll ask you, when did work behind the scenes start with this WHL Yukon Showcase?
Well, it's probably been going for 4 or 5 months now behind the scenes. And I think that a local organizing committee led by Scott Kent and Whitehorse approached us, approached the Tigers, approached the Rockets about, hey, would you consider coming up here? We think it would be a tremendous opportunity. There was an anecdote told not long ago that last time the WHL played in the Yukon, Gavin McKenna was 3 or 4 years old and Dylan Cousins was maybe 11 years old. And the idea that, hey, maybe that inspired them somewhere along their journey. And so it's been going for a number of months now. There's a local organizing committee hard at work on it right now, and they've done a fantastic job to get us to this point to be able to announce the event.
I was up for that game. I called that game between Kamloops and Vancouver in February of 2011. And I must say the host committee and the city of Whitehorse really made it special for everyone. There is a star factor to this game, these games, I should say, and that's Gavin McKenna. We heard from him on the show last week about he says he's pumped to go up there and give back and have the locals see him play in his hometown. No doubt that was a big factor to have Gavin McKenna sort of be the star feature here.
There's no doubt. You know, I met Gavin for the first time at the CHL Awards during the Memorial Cup in Saginaw last year and was just so impressed with his poise and maturity. And, seeing him at the World Juniors and the tribute to his hometown and to his heritage with the Aboriginal jacket he wore on the way in, I think to me is really an illustration of what his heritage, what his hometown means to him, and really the weight that's on his shoulders. There's not a lot of professional athletes or major junior athletes or collegiate athletes or anything who come from the Yukon and from the North. And so the idea of representing an entire community, I think, weighs heavily on him. And it's something he's very proud of, as far as I understand. And I'm excited for him to have that opportunity. I think it'll be very, very special to bring WHL hockey to his hometown.
Yeah, definitely sounded like that from Gavin McKenna, for sure. We know the Tigers' involvement. Let's talk about the Kelowna Rockets' involvement and why they're part of this as well.
Yeah, well, obviously the Memorial Cup hosts for this year, the Hamiltons, longstanding members of the league. And, if you've seen Bruce and some of the media, you can see the enthusiasm and an opportunity to do something special for their players at the start of the season. I think every club is looking for a chance to do something that brings the guys together and bonds. Very few players in our league would have made it up to the North, to the Yukon, and to do that as part of their experience to get the team bonded at the start of the season is fantastic. And then I think the idea of attaching themselves to the Tigers going up there is a phenomenal one. And I think we would have had GMs lined up, but Bruce was there early on. And so having the Rockets play the Tigers up there, I think it'll be really a great opportunity for the fans to see the best of the Western Hockey League.
You know, while they're up there, there are the two games at Tikini Arena, but there's also looks like there's a full itinerary away from the games for the players and the community, if you have some more details on that.
I don't have a ton of details, but I think that a big focus on this is fundraising and support UConn and doing things for young people. And, you know, the idea of clinics, the idea of school-related work is all part of kind of the itinerary building here. Is we think it's imperative that, you know, people aren't just seeing a hockey game or a chance to watch these guys skate around, but they're embedding themselves in the community. And that's really what the Western Hockey League delivers on a day-to-day basis through the 22 communities that we exist in. And the chance to extend that during the preseason to somebody who doesn't get that every day, it's more than hockey. And I know the itinerary they put together will be exciting for both the players and for the local community.
It looks like there's been a lot of collaboration here and openness from the host committee side. Like, judging from Whitehorse and the UConn's reaction, their premier, seems everybody's on board up north.
Well, hockey is really Canada's sport when you think about it. And to have such a point of pride around local talent, whether it's Dylan Cousins or Gavin McKenna, and being able to host, it's not an everyday event there. And I think they're taking it very, very seriously. And it's something that'll bring the entire group together. And I think that's one of the things that's so special about the Western Hockey League. Pro sports is awesome. And they've got lots of fans and lots of media and broadcasts and that kind of thing. But the Western Hockey League galvanizes communities and brings everyone together. And I think back going to Moose Jaw during the WHL final last year, and the idea that, I don't know, a 30,000-person community, all 30,000 were caring about what happened in that game last night. That's like 100% market share. And that's something every marker and every brand and every property dreams of having. And I think that a trip to Whitehorse offers us that same opportunity. So it's not surprising at all to me to see the community rallying the way that they are and putting everything behind this to make it a really sought after and exciting event.
Yeah, back in 2011, as the teams departed the airplane, there was minor hockey kids lined up high-fiving the guys coming off. It really was a special event for Hockey Day in Canada. On a personal note, are you planning to be up in Whitehorse, and have you ever been there before?
You better believe it. I can't wait to get up there. I hear it's beautiful at that time of year. I have been up once before. But it was a quick in and out, and so I'm excited to spend a few days there. I really hope somebody will take me fishing, because it's not something I'm good at, even though I lived at Oregon and it was everywhere around me. I'd love to do it in the north and get a true experience.
All right, well, Gavin tells us he's a fly fisherman and he's going to do a little display up there, so maybe you can get on that tutorial perhaps. So Dan, appreciate it here, Dan. Exciting announcement, and we look forward to the September WHL UConn showcase. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Portland Winterhawks captain and Canada West Player of the Year, Clay Hannes, will try now to lead his Mount Royal Cougars to historic ground this weekend. The star defenseman, one of 50 WHL graduates who will battle for the Dr. W.G. Hardy Trophy as Canada West men's hockey champions. Mount Royal on the hunt for its first conference title, while Saskatchewan last won it in 2020. All 22 WHL franchises will have at least one alum gunning for the Canada West title this weekend. Following the Canada West Championship Series, both teams will then have their shot at a U Sports National Championship as they travel to Ottawa for the University Cup starting March 20th. And I spoke with Clay Hannes on his Canada West Player of the Year award and now what to expect in the Canada West Final. Hey, Clay, first of all, congratulations on your Canada West Player of the Year award, as Mount Royal keeps that in-house with guys like Connor Bouchard and Riley Sawchuk, Nolan Yaremko. But that's no doubt exciting as you head into a championship weekend.
Yeah, no, it was nice to be able to win those awards, but you know, we're looking forward right now at U of S, and we just got here to Saskatchewan today, our team, and it's going to be, you know, a hard fought series, and I think we're kind of ready for the challenge though.
I know it's not in your nature to talk about yourself over the team. Just allow yourself to talk about the year you had and how you've really come on. 43 points in 28 games from the back end, mind you. What's clicked for you in year three at MRU?
Yeah, I think, you know, leaving pro from, you know, my first year after the WHL, I came here to Mount Royal and I saw that, you know, Nolan Yaremko and Sawchuk and Connor Bouchard were here, and I thought, you know, they got a good team and I could maybe, you know, help them win something, whether that was that year or the coming years. And You know, Bert Gilling gave me a lot of opportunity and a lot of rope to play with. So each year, I think I just kind of grew my game. Had a really, really good year last year. And then, you know, this year we added some new pieces here, like, you know, Jaden Weans, Teague Patton, Justin Lees. So, you know, up front, you know, we added a lot of depth. And, you know, a lot of those guys also play in the WHL too. So I got to give credit to a lot of them. They made my life easy as a defenseman as well.
Talking with Clay Honus as the MRU Cougars take on the University of Saskatchewan this weekend for a Canada West title. You mentioned these former players. I think it's kind of crazy that every WHL team is represented in this series with at least one alumni. What's it like to team up with guys that you used to go hard against?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I didn't know all of them when I was playing in the WHL, or even know that I was going to be on a team with, you know, a lot of them in a couple of years, but no, it's been awesome. I think kind of we all came from different organizations, different backgrounds, different coaches, and now we're all working towards the same goal. So, you know, that piece is pretty cool. And then obviously I have, you know, the guys that played with in Portland with Robbie Fromm-Delarm and Curtis Smythe and Shane Farkas. So it's awesome to, you know, be able to play 5-6 years with those guys as well.
You know, you played in the Western League just a few years back, and you probably played in some crazy environments. That U.S. division always is kind of stands above maybe some of the atmospheres around the league. But you're going into Saskatoon there, U of S on campus. What do you expect here in that rink?
Yeah, from what I heard, it sounds like it's going to be, you know, a sold out weekend. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of students. Obviously, probably they're going to have probably a few beers too, so it might get a little rowdy. But no, it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited. And they have a great venue as well. They have a great facility, great rink. So, you know, I think it's a great place to have the Canada West Championship, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you're originally from Minnesota, and you're taking advantage of the WHL scholarship opportunity right now. Let's go back to your time in Portland. How would you sum that up, Clay?
Well, you know, originally I wasn't drafted into the WHL. I was listed when I was 15, kind of after the Bantam draft. And then Mike Johnson, you know, gave me a call, and they invited me out to camp. And then, you know, when I was 15, I got a contract out of camp. You know, as an undrafted kid, I thought kind of cool. And, you know, Mike, I think he's an unbelievable coach, and he, you know, he had a history at, you know, putting guys to pro or putting guys to kind of where they want to go. So for me, it was an easy decision to say yes to Portland. You know, he told me I'd come in at 16, and, you know, he made a lot of promises, and he fulfilled every promise he made. So I was very fortunate to have gone to Portland. Looking back on it, you know, I wouldn't have traded it for anything else or changed anything. So, you know, I was very, very happy with my time in Portland.
The university hockey landscape has changed, and you're having success there in Mount Royal. You'll be off to Ottawa here soon for the University Cup here. But there's a changing dynamic and potentially offers for you down the road here. Have you explored what year four will be for you, Clay? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of noise right around, you know, the NCAA, or, you know, guys maybe leaving youth sports or going pro or, you know, whatnot. You know, like, honestly, I haven't thought a whole lot about it. I've kind of just been focused on, you know, our team here right now at Mount Royal. You know, I think as, you know, the farther your team goes and the better your team does, usually that comes with individual success. So that's kind of where my mindset's been at. And, you know, after the year, I'll take a step back and reevaluate, you know, what I want to do, whether it's come back to Mount Royal or go pursue something else. But, you know, again, you know, with all the rule change, I think it's, you know, it's awesome for the kids in the WHL to be able to go play NCAA. You know, I think that's, you know, I think it's great for the game. It's just, you know, you put best on best players at their age groups. I think it's awesome.
Now, you started with a shot at pro after the WHL. You've really developed the last number of years. There has to be maybe a itch to scratch and give that another shot again.
Yeah, that is definitely something that I'm going to be exploring after the season. Kind of got to see what comes with, you know, contracts and all that, and if it makes sense. And, you know, if it does, that's definitely something that I would be intrigued to do.
And finally, you're taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program. What's it meant to you after you graduated from the WHL?
Honestly, I didn't know a whole lot about the scholarship program when I was playing in the Western League. And then I had signed, you know, the AHL deal with Wilkes-Barre. So I hadn't really even thought about it until I was, you know, down in the East Coast, and I was like, oh, I'm only on a one-year deal, but, you know, I got 5 years of schooling, you know, secured. So that's when I looked into that a little bit more, talked with Sue Johnson, who was the academic advisor at Portland, and she kind of explained a lot of it to me. And, you know, then that's when I just decided to make the decision to go look at, you know, university up in Canada. And, you know, I'm very happy I did. In the WHL, they've done an amazing job paying for, you know, your textbooks and then obviously your tuition and needs and everything. So, you know, it really hasn't costed me, you know, little to no money at all to get my degree. And I mean, I can't really ask for much more than to get a free education.
Clay, good conversation with you here today for WHL This Week. Sounds like you are going places for sure, but I know you want to go to Ottawa here as a Canada West champion. So good luck this weekend in the Canada West final in Saskatoon, and thanks for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a season for Victoria Royals forward Tayden Trembecki. After scoring 10 goals in 50 games last season, this year at his current pace, he might hit 50. And after a week that included 4 goals and 1 assist in 2 games, Trembecki has been named the Tempo WHL Player of the Week.
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I think just, you know, continuing to have that chemistry with my line mates and kind of just finding that open ice. I mean, I'm playing with 2 pretty good guys. So, you know, just finding that open space because I know that they're going to find me when I get in those kind of spaces and, you know, just finishing all my opportunities.
The Sherwood Park, Alberta product having a breakout season on the island. He heads into the weekend with 42 goals, this after posting a career high 10 last season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I probably didn't have the start to my kind of career that I wanted, but you know, kind of got an opportunity in a bigger role this year, and I've really kind of, I haven't took that for granted, and I've kind of took it in stride. So it's all about opportunity. Sometimes, you know, I can a couple good games here and there, and you can take off and have a really good stretch. And I feel like I've had a pretty good stretch here, so I'm just you know, trying to keep going.
Trembecki and the Royals have a big matchup with the Spokane Chiefs ahead. Royals trying to capture a first BC Division title since the 2015-16 season.
I think just, you know, continue what we've been doing. We've been on a good pace here, and we've been feeling like we've been playing pretty solid. I think just, you know, sticking to our structure, sticking to, you know, kind of what we know, and I think we'll be fine. So
this is Trembecki's first Tempo WHL Player of the Week award.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Seattle Thunderbirds are in a 3-way battle for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and I spoke with head coach Matt Audette.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously battling for a playoff spot. It's been that way for a long time. Ultimately, we're just taking it one day at a time, trying to take care of what's in front of us, and, you know, tonight's going to be a tough challenge.
Thunderbirds have been one of the top teams in the West. When you look back to January 11th, just after the trade deadline, I saw a stat 12-5-2 overall. So that puts you among some of the top teams. What's been the transformation for your team, do you think?
Well, I think a few different things. I think, you know, anytime you have a young team the second half, you can see some, you know, big strides taken from our young guys and our young group. So I think we're seeing that. I think also the additions of Sherman, Pakala, Sawyer Mays up front has increased our depth up front, given us some more experience that has helped us. And, you know, just everyone seems to be gelling right now, and the mood is really good.
Take me more through Braden Sherman. He's a player that picked up for Moose Jaw's available. You had an open 20-year-old slot. You decided to bring him in, a guy that has some WHL championship pedigree. Tell me why he's been so effective with you guys.
Well, just skilled player. You know, he's got experience in the league, you know, championship experience last year, just knows what it takes to win. You know, he's very dedicated as a hockey player. He's got ambition to, you know, to further his career, which fits with our group, and, you know, he's been a great addition for us.
The trade deadline was interesting because you added, but you subtracted. Your back end looks a little bit different, but Radim Mertke, when I first saw him, thought there's a talented player for sure. He's come in. He's been a big part of the blue line here. Tell me more about the impact he's had on the hockey club and, you know, his status here for the draft here this summer.
Yeah, he's been great for us. You know, right from the get-go, he's adjusted to the North American style of hockey and the ice surface really well. You know, obviously a big body that moves well. You know, got his coordination under him. For a big guy, that's a young guy, that's pretty rare. Moves the puck well, he's got good vision, plays a smart hockey game, can defend well with his skating, and he's got a long stick. You know, just plays in all situations for us, and, you know, has been one of the reasons why we're turning the corner.
You know, last year you went through a lot of injuries last season to your key players. You've been relatively able to stay healthy, and I'll let you go knock on wood if you'd like me real quick here if you can. But it's been, I'm thinking, a big factor to why you've been able to, you know, do some damage here in the standings.
Yeah, it's always a big factor, you know, every season with every team, you know, trying to fight the injury bug and stay as healthy as you can. And, you know, I agree, that's been a big factor for us in the second half. We've been relatively healthy, got some guys back. You know, Hyde Davidson's missed a considerable amount of time for us. He's been, you know, a staple and a nice addition for us since he's been healthy. And, you know, we all know that it can be difficult when you lose key players, and being healthy is a big part of success for everybody in this league.
You have some ingredients on this team that would bode well if you could get that final playoff spot. You have strong goaltending. You play a physical brand of hockey that would help you in a longer series. Do you think you'd match up with one of the top teams in the West had it be that situation in round one?
Well, we don't want to look ahead too much. You know, we're just trying to get there, you know, scrape together points. You know, like I said, one game at a time. You know, we like to try to build our team that, you know, and style of play that can give us success in the playoffs. You know, a team that can wear you down and be good as the series goes on. But our focus is on tonight and, you know, the steps in front of us.
What you have left of your schedule includes a lot of divisional games. Anything that reaches out to you when you look ahead to your schedule as for how you'll finish the season and if it'll be a tough way home or not?
Well, we know it'll be a tough way home. Obviously, lots of divisional games, which are always difficult, rivalry games. Every team's fighting for playoff standings, you know, home ice advantage, things like that. So everyone's got something to play for, and, you know, every game's going to be difficult, and we're just taking it one at a time.
Matt, thanks for this.
All right, thanks, John.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests. Just two weekends remain in the WHL's regular season ahead of the 2025 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you next week.